Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and once again, here we go, talking money as... It's been going on now, let's see, since 1992. Started doing this kind of radio gig and just keep putting out the information to help you get financial independent. And today we're going to talk about why you should get a second opinion on your money. And I've been working with people now since 1985. And so 40 years of meeting with people, and the stories that I have could go on and on and on and on about why you should get a second opinion when it comes to your money, or if you're doing it on your own, why you might consider finding a financial advisor. Because, you know, some of the stuff that goes on, it just blows my mind. And so today we're going to kind of walk you through the mindset, you know, your money. We did a webinar. We do them on the second Saturday of the month, and we did a webinar last month, and I had the opportunity purely by chance to save someone's life. And when that happened, it was not by chance that God must have been looking over me, because I didn't know what I was doing. But I had a partner of mine that was choking at a restaurant, and it was like everybody went into paralysis. We had one of the ladies at the table was screaming, somebody help, all that kind of thing. And then I don't know what happens with me, but when things get crazy, I get calm. I don't know. That's just the way I've been operating. I think it went back to martial arts and golf and stuff like that, because I know that, you know, if you react, a reaction's usually bad. You got to be proactive and do things. And so, you know, went around and, grabbed this lady and did what I didn't know how to do, the Heimlich. And it was very scary. And she ended up, you know, she's alive and well. And we were talking yesterday. She's scared to even hardly eat. All right. And this has happened about 2 weeks ago. She said, it's just unbelievable what's happened. And I've been the same way. But one of the things that we did on our webinar, I brought in an expert. And that expert, one of our reps, who is also with the National Predators and stuff like that, and he does physical training and things. And we demonstrated on me how you're supposed to do it correctly. And, you know, you think about, you know, life and health and money and everything like that. Everybody gets second opinions when it comes to things. You know, I decided that we would put this on our webinar because most people don't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it. Actually, after it happened, I Googled it to see what happened, and I just happened to be lucky, okay? And it helped, you know, so it kept her from choking to death. But that's what goes on when it comes to your money. A lot of times people, for whatever reason, you know, we walk into a doctor's office, and the first thing we do is we tell them everything, you know, and we tell them all about our stuff, you know, in this little personal setting. But when it comes to money, a lot of times people are very, you know, I don't know, they just don't like doing that. And then they don't want to let anybody know about what's going on and that kind of deal. And then they go throughout their life making mistakes. And the typical mistake will cost you $50,000 to $500,000. And when I tell people that, they're like, you know, one financial mistake could cost you $500,000. They're like, how is that? I'm going to give you a quick example. So if you begin and you save $500 a month and you do that for 10 years, the rule of thumb is about if you put in $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year. Over 10 years, you put in $60,000, it's going to about double, or if you got your money invested correctly. And so that means that you're sitting here and you say, well, if I could get $100,000 for about $500 a month over 10 years. And so then what happens is you're side by side with your buddy, all right, and your buddy has made some mistakes. And those mistakes have caused that person to not be able to put the $500 away. So now 10 years later, they dig out of the hole and they're cruising along. They have nothing, and you have $100,000. All right. So over the next 10 years, if you both save $500 a month, what's going to happen is you're going to add an additional 100 grand because both of you are now running side by side, but that original 100 grand made another 100 grand. All right. So that cost you 100. And then it's going to happen again, except this time it's 200 grand that's in there, and it's going to cost you another 200 grand. It's 400 grand. All right. And so what happens is mistakes that occur cost $50,000 to $500,000 over your lifetime. And so when you're out there doing things, if you were going to get major surgery done or whatever it may be, you're going to want to get second opinions. And you're also going to want to find out if someone really knows what they're doing. And so today's show, I'm going to give you four reasons about getting a second opinion. We've been doing this for many years. And when I say many years, to the tune of over 40,000 clients that have come through our business. And in doing that, I run into some of the similar mistakes always that are going on. And just to kind of give you an idea, some blind spots that you might be having. The first one is your portfolio is either too risky or too conservative. I'm going to get into that. Or maybe you have all of your eggs in one basket. I reviewed a portfolio just yesterday, and there were five different funds of which all five of them owned the same thing. So it appeared as if it was diversified because there's different funds, but it was not. And then I run into excessive or hidden fees to where you're paying. You know, I've always wanted to work with people and get them in some of the lowest cost investment choices out there, because if a fund group can go out and spend the most money on research but have lower than average expenses, that means that not only are they managing their money corporately well, they're also turning around and passing that cost savings on, but they didn't discount anything and end up in a situation where they didn't have the best research. And so one of the groups that I've been involved with for over 30 years, hey, they spend more money on research than any firm out there, and they have some of the lowest expenses in the industry. So I see that. I see people being left to hang. You know, they're out there. They don't have any kind of system in place. That's why what we have done and do this every single month, we have a webinar, educational webinar. The reason I've stayed on the radio to do what I do is to educate my clients, to keep them informed. So if things go the wrong direction, we're able to do that. And so with that being said, if you would like a second opinion with a advisor to see if you're doing okay, maybe you'll get the right answer that things are good, reach out to RoyMatlockJr.com or call 615-843-2999. We're going to be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back. Segment two, and today is about getting a second opinion on your money, or in many cases, for some of you, you're not working with an advisor, and as a result of that, you know, it could be costing you money. And so you always want to get a second opinion to make sure you don't have any blind spots in your portfolio. If you're just tuning in, some of the things that we see, you know, portfolio is too risky or too conservative. Let me give you an example. I had a person come in that left their 401k, or actually 403b, for 20 years. And left it at a previous place. It was in a guaranteed account. We figure that cost 200 grand, all right, since that time. Had another person I spoke with and asked him, I said, how much money do you have in your 401k? And they said, 300 or 400. And I'm like, was it three or is it four? And not real sure. Well, here's the reason. It was another one of those 401ks that's been left behind that hadn't been managed. So if you're sitting out there now and you've got job changes and stuff like that, I've seen situations that not only did people leave their 401k behind, but worse than that, us trying to find it because the company they work for is no longer in business. And so now you're trying to find this money that's sitting out there. It's interesting, one of the largest firms that I know of right now, that they have all of these, they call them orphan accounts. And what these orphan accounts are, they're not just orphan from the advisor. they're orphaned from the advisory firm that wasn't in business anymore. Maybe the people retired or whatever that had the advisory. And so I see things like that. So it could be way too aggressive, way too conservative. You have over-concentration, all your eggs in one basket. You know, I see this right now, no international diversification. You know, the U.S. stock market is, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a timer of the market. I always have of the mindset that we want to keep you in the market, time in, not timing. But the reality of it is that we're at an all-time high pretty much in the market. You know, you could be way over aggressive in where you're at, may not have it, you know, diversified correctly. And if you're at or near retirement, if you haven't changed your allocation, you know, you could put yourself in big time risk. I see other things where people have not kept up with the tax laws, you know, markets change, life changes, you know, money in motion. We find that our primary client base, they cruise along. We always are in the education mode. You know, emails and radio and podcast and all the different things that you know I do, if you're listening right now. We do all that for our clients, and we have dinners and we have webinars and seminars, everything you can imagine. But really what happens is something called money in motion happens. And what money in motion is life changes. And what is life change? Somebody gets married or divorced, they have a kid, somebody passes away. You have a job change, you buy a house, you do all these different things. You have a kid graduate or you know, whatever it may be. And or you get older and you say, man, I don't have an estate plan set up. I'll talk about that. And at the end of the day, it's time to do a review. And so we try to make sure that we're there when that happens. And if you're working with an advisor, you want to make sure your plan's updated and on a regular basis. And that's why, you know, I've worked with people. It's funny. I've got people that started with me when I was young in the business, and now we're both gray hair and still out there doing it. I see missed opportunities, like not maxing out the 401k or the Roth or the HSA or even a backdoor IRA. And I see those things, and I think, all right, almost every time when we do a meeting with someone, the first review, I always look. I said, look, from birth until this moment in time, we're going to find out where you're at. And we ask some questions. I find out their goals. And from there, when we work with our clients, we find out, number one, where are you at? You know, what do you have? What do you owe? You know, and what do you make? You know, what about we look at your insurance? We look at all the different things like that. And here's things I see almost every time. Almost every single time that I meet with people, I find out that they're paying too much in taxes. They're just not taking advantage of the things that they should be taking advantage of. I'm going to give you an example. If you're self-employed, and then let's start with an independent contractor. I was reviewing a tax return. People have been doing the taxes for them for all these years and making a good income. Never had a SEP account. An independent contractor never had a SEP. We're able to now take that and even do last year's SEP and this year's SEP. So what is a SEP? Basically, 25% of your profit can go pre-tax into what is called a simplified employee pension plan, or I call it a SEP IRA, basically. It's like a big IRA for someone that's an independent contractor. So if you're like a real estate agent or you're you know, independent contractor, maybe you're a in the construction business, whatever it may be, to where you don't have employees, you can go into a SEP or you can go into what's called a solo 401k, get huge tax deductions. I see employees working. They have plenty of income, and the only money they're putting into their retirement account is their matching funds. So they say, well, I'm putting in 6%, and they're matching 3%. I say, yeah, but you could put in $30,000, $30,500 a year, and you're only putting in 6% of your income. You're putting in, you know, $10,000 a year, and you're losing 20 that you could put in and get a deduction. That deduction of 20 grand could allow you to save taxes of $6,000-$7,000 a year. That'll fund you an IRA. All right. Even if you're there's your Roth IRA, that's free money. And so I see that all the time. You got health savings accounts. If you have high deductible plans, things like that. If you're a business owner, there's so many opportunities that you can do to really set aside a lot of money for yourself and give opportunities for your employees. So we look at all of those kind of things. I look at, you know, if you've got plenty of money, just raising your deductibles. All right. Now, I want to give you an example. If you raise your deductibles, because you have money saved. You have an emergency fund and you raise your deductibles. That can mean thousands of dollars a year. And you say, well, what does that mean? All right. Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say it's $500 a month in deductible savings from your home and car and things like that. Or maybe you're missing, you don't have quite enough liability coverage. And so you buy an umbrella. And even at the end of the day, you've saved all this money. We look at this stuff and I'm like, let's take and invest that savings. And we set up an automated, draft of $200 a month. Well, $200 a month in 20 years is $200,000. And that was just money that was given to an insurance company you didn't need to give, or I can go on and on. So we see this. We have no conversations about Social Security strategies. When should you draw it? All right. I mean, I can go through and give you story after story. That's the at or near retirement age or the retirees as to when they're doing it. Or maybe advice on, should you work a little bit more? Do you really hate your job that bad? I mean, could we work another 2 or 3 years and let's max out the 401k and let's draw the Social Security, even though it's taxed? Let's go ahead and draw it at full Social Security age and invest it, all right, and have your Social Security sitting in an account, all right, and all these different things that we see that, are out there that are not being done. All right. And it's sometimes it's because you don't have an advisor. Sometimes it's because you have an advisor that's just not an A player. All right. And if you don't have an A player advisor, interesting enough, I would say 75-80% of all of our business that we do at Roy Matlock Jr. is coming from other advisors who don't do their job. And anything you do, you got A players. And you got B players, and you got C players, and you got D players. And even the D players can usually stay in business. And so if you want a second opinion, that's what we're here for. We can do that. One more thing, beneficiaries. When was the last time you updated the beneficiaries? I had a scenario that I'll come back and tell you about where a divorce happened. It'll blow your mind, okay, the way things happen when divorce comes into play as to how many things are going on that need to be fixed, especially if you have kids on both sides or you get remarried, all those kind of things. That's about a 50%, divorce rate. So you've got that kind of stuff. And so my name is Roy Matlock Jr. What we do is we work with people and businesses. We take you from birth to death, and that's with your children and all the way through. And we help you with your money. That's what we do. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. You can schedule a phone call, 615-843-2999. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and today's show is, should you get a second opinion on your money? And your money is, important, and it determines your quality of life. I always tell people, if you have money problems, it's not good. We need to get a gap between your income and your outgo. That determines your quality of life. All right. And the bigger the gap between your income and your outgo, the better quality of life you end up having. And a lot of it has to do with having good advice on your side and making sure that you're using all of the clubs in the bag. I play a lot of golf. I'm competitive in golf. And I mean, I'm very, very, very into, if the grass is, we have tight lies, I got different wedges. I got all these different things to be able to properly compete. And so you want to be able to compete in the money game. And the way you do it is you get good advice and you implement it. And so one of the things I've always told my clients is we're one of those people that we implement what you need to have done. And we are on our game to implement. And some of the biggest mistakes I see making right now is just procrastination. People don't get moving. They don't get things implemented. And then what happens is time passes. Time is one of the biggest keys to investing. you know, give yourself time. That allows your money to roll through the markets. It also gives you time to compound. It talks about, we talk about different, you know, doubling periods, how many doubling periods you can get, that kind of thing. And so we're going to move into the second segment that is diversification, dollar cost averages, averaging in buckets. And before I do that, though, if you are sitting here right now and you like what you hear, you like to, you know, you're one of those money people, you like learning about money, maybe you should join us. And we have a referral partner program where we work with connected people, people who want to make career changes and give you an opportunity. And you get to learn all about money from the inside of Roy Matlack Jr. and our training program. So if that's something that would catch your eye as a side gig to learn something new that might turn into a career change, reach out to our website and look up Join Our Team, and we'd love to talk to you. So let's get into diversification, dollar cost averaging in buckets. Diversification is reducing risk across asset classes. So we can do that across, you know, stocks, bonds, and cash. When we get into the retirement age, we go stocks, bonds, cash, and we add insurance in there, like annuities that give you some risk risk type of, you know, if you outlive your money, that kind of thing. How a lot of annuities do that. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure we're not too heavy in any one spot. In many cases, and this is not a blanket statement, but, you know, that 70-30 U.S. non-U.S. exposure when it comes to the stock market has turned out to be a good risk reducer, plus it helps people manage their returns. The 60-40 portfolio of stock and bonds has been proven to be one of the best portfolios for the investor, all right, over a long period of time. And so all these different things, but you ask yourself, well, what is my allocation? Do I have my money allocated correctly? Am I heavy in any one spot? Am I sitting over here on the sidelines when I ought to be in there? So that's diversification. We look and we diversify and we asset allocate. So here's what happens. Asset allocation and diversification are your key components. What is asset allocation? Asset allocation has to do with when you're younger and you have bigger time horizons, you have a longer time horizon, you have more opportunities to ride markets up and down. And dollar cost averaging allows you to be buying on a regular basis. So I'll give an example. If you put in $500 a month and the market goes down, you're happy because you're in the accumulation mode. And so we're buying in every month. The market goes down and we're excited about it. Let's buy on the down market, all right? But if you're retired and the majority of your money is sitting in the market and the market goes down, there's nothing positive to say about that. You say, well, here's the positive thing. I didn't sell, so it will recover, but still that just gets you back where you're at. So then what we do is we have buckets of money that allow us to be able to operate when the markets are down. So let's just give an example. Let's say that we have stocks, bonds, and cash and annuities, and we are retired, and we're drawing income off the annuities and our Social Security. So we have a base income. Stock market's up. Well, then we might decide that if we need extra money, where are we pulling it from? From the stock market being up. If the market's down, we might pull from a bond fund or from cash. If, you know, that's a simple thing. So then we allow the stocks to recover, which are designed for inflation protection. So down the line, you know, inflation is all about every 20 years. You got to double your income to keep up. So we do things like that to make sure that we keep up with inflation. But we don't want to have all, if we have all of our money in the stock market, the market's down and you need money, you're selling at a discount. So we've always heard buy low, sell high, not sell low. And if you are overly weighted in stocks and you're at retirement or near retirement, then that's probably not a good idea. And so what we do is we look, we say, well, what if we could have something that keeps you happy if the market goes down or the market goes up? And I'm working right now with a lot of our at or near retirees, and we look at their lump sum and their 401k, and we make some asset allocation changes to where we may be back it down a little bit. We're in a situation now where the markets have, you know, are way up. But boy, oh boy, what opportunities do you have to be able to buy if we have buy on the down? And so on the contributions, where our recommendations are that you're very aggressive in the contributions for people like that. It's not a blanket. I want to make sure that we're not giving financial advice. Your situation right now is dependent on you, and that's why we meet with people. But we make adjustments to asset allocation, to diversification, to dollar cost averaging. We have buckets of money, all right? And we get in a situation where we just automate, all right? Our automation is the key. We get a plan. We implement the plan. We make it happen. No more procrastination. You have a plan in place, and then we review it on a regular basis that keeps you out of the emotional roller coaster of wondering or fearing or anything like that. What I like to do is take my problems and my worries, and I like to take them off the table. You know, if anything is concerning me, first thing I want to do is not sit on it. What I want to do is I want to act on it. You know, if I think I have a health problem, what am I going to do? I'm going to go get checked out. I don't want to sit here and just avoid it and worry about it and all this kind of stuff. If you have a money problem or you're worried about your money being in the right places, act on it. You know, action is the key. Procrastination always costs you money. I've always believed that. You know, I believe that many times because I know the magic of compound interest and time and things like that. And so if I'm out there, I want to make sure that I got it going right. And it takes the emotion out of your life. The bucket strategy is very simple. We have a certain percentage of our money in things that have some guarantees to it, a certain percentage of our money that has some partial guarantees to it, or some more conservative. And then we have things that don't have guarantees. Now, why do we do this? Well, we do this because guarantees cost money over a long period of time. In the short, they don't. Let me give you an example. If we go to the bank right now and we loan our money to the bank and we loan it to them at 2% in a savings account, well, we're paying for insurance. That's what we're doing. If the S&P 500 over historically has averaged 10% and we're getting 2%, we're paying 8% for the guarantee. All right. Well, guarantees are fine. All right. We want a portion of our money guaranteed because in that 10%, we know that 74% of the time we go up the steps, 3 out of 4 steps up, 1 step back. We don't want to have that 1 step back at the wrong time. So if we have access to other things, we can actually be happy when the market goes down and when the market goes up. And so what it does is if you're at or near retirement, it gives you confidence to spend without panic, and we calm you down, make your life easier, make it to where you feel better about spending money. I know people that I've met with at retirement, they're afraid to spend any money. They're scared to death. They're in good shape. They're worried about spending money. No, we don't want that. We want you to just manage it. Hey, if this is hitting home, reach out to us, RoyMatlockJr.com. You can also schedule a phone call, 615-843-2999. We'll be back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're finishing up another day of money. When it comes to your money, that's what we talk about. I've been doing this now for 30 years on the radio. We got the podcast. If you want to visit the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour on any of your Apple or Spotify, any of that kind of stuff. And if you go to our website, you can actually search a topic that has been put into a podcast. And so today's show is Should You Get a Second Opinion? Why you should get a second opinion when it comes to your money. And so we're going to continue. Let's talk about retirement plans and what a second opinion means when it comes to retirement plans. I'll give you an example. Should you do a Roth IRA or should you do a pre-tax IRA? Should you do a Roth 401k? Should you do a pre-tax 401k? Should you convert to a Roth IRA? How should I convert to a Roth IRA? When should I do it? And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And so this goes back to understanding all of the different reasons. You know, I mean, I can give you rules of thumb. You know, if your income's going up, at retirement because you started very early. Roths really become a big deal because you don't have to do RMDs. If your income would be going down because you start a little later, you may want to, and your income's up, you may want to get a bigger tax deduction. But I can go on and on looking at that kind of stuff. And then when we retire, we start deciding, okay, how can we keep our Social Security from getting taxed or Medicare kicking up, all that kind of stuff. And this is part of maximizing the investments going in, allocations, where you should put it as it relates to tax, as well as when do you pull it out, you know? And so that's the kind of information that will save you a lot of money. You know, taxes are, you know, it's funny, the bigger your income gets, the tax bill becomes your biggest expense. Yet a lot of people just don't think about it that way. And, you know, you're looking at saving money on groceries, and you look at saving money on all these different things. I mean, it's amazing to me how many people will shop stuff, and you know, they shop around on everything, but they just let their taxes, IRS just takes what they want, or they get a big tax refund. And you know, I see tax refunds. How big was your tax refund? Oh, it was $6,000. I said, really? I said, how much interest did you earn on that tax refund? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you could have gotten it by raising your exemptions and getting it in your paycheck. And, you know, we could have invested that money and the market was up. And you know, I go on and on and on. All right. But the bottom line is that taxes matter. And the way you do things with your, as it relates to your taxes matter. And that's why you get advice. And we do that kind of stuff. Basically, you're going to have some taxable buckets, tax-deferred buckets, and tax-free buckets. You're going to have tax-deductible buckets. And so we have after-tax buckets, all these different things. So generally speaking, the way you look at it, if it's taxable, it's assessable. So anything that is taxable is assessable. We're going to have a certain amount of money set aside that's assessable. But we don't want to have a ton of money that's accessible. If we, you know, we want to have enough. One of the ways that I always have believed is, you know, a lot of people have a lot of equity in their home. If you have a big, if you have a lot of equity in your house right now, you got to get you a big emergency fund, and that's called an equity line of credit. Banks love loaning you money, approving you for lines of credit when you don't need it. So while you're working and strong, you always get one set up. That's a big emergency fund. Now, what does that do for you? It allows you to do a couple things. It could be an opportunity money. You know, if you wouldn't it be nice if you think about it to have access to $200,000 at any moment? All right, that you could go do something with, maybe a business opportunity comes along, whatever it may be. So you've got that. And then secondly, wouldn't it be nice to have a couple hundred grand sitting there that you can get to because an emergency, you had a sickness, you had something come up, and it keeps you from having to go after your retirement accounts or anything like that. And so there's so many reasons to do that. But anyway, so what we do is we have some taxable accounts that are accessible. We have some deductible accounts that get us front-end savings now under income taxes. We have some after-tax accounts that grow tax-free. That's generally your Roth IRAs, your backdoor IRA, stuff like that. We have some after-tax accounts that grow tax-deferred. That's usually annuities, those kind of things. And so we take all those and we create those buckets of money, and then we decide one day to start pulling from them, and we got all these different ways to pull. We say, well, I think what we'll do is we'll deplete this account because most of it's return of principal, and that's going to allow us to push out our retirement plan RMDs or any withdrawals for a number of years. As a result, we've got some of those. We have because we're doing that, it may reduce our income to where we could do some conversions to Roth IRAs, keep our taxes down on our, so not get our Social Security tax. I go on and on and on and on and on about all the different ways of doing it. But the one thing I do know is this, when you retire, it matters. And when you're accumulating, what you did is going to affect you at retirement. So we look at a tax strategy as a way to make things happen. And so let's finish up this second opinion, and then I'm going to give you an overview of how we work with clients to help them get on track. The first thing would happen, a second opinion, we would review your current investments, and we would take a look at your fees, your diversification, your risk level based on your age. We would take a look at all of your insurance. We would examine your estate plan. You know, if you 62% of the population doesn't have a estate plan. That would be mean a will, a trust, financial power of attorneys, health care power of attorneys, all that kind of stuff. If you don't have that, we know how to do that and get you hooked up in the right based on if it's complicated or not complicated. In many cases, it's very not complicated and people don't have anything, but it will turn into complication if something happens. Well, it's not complicated. You got married, you stayed married, you have kids, you don't own a business, you don't have partners, stuff like that. That's an easy one, all right? And generally very inexpensive to be able to get everything set up. A little complication comes in when you have second marriages and kids. That starts the complication. If you have business partners, it's more complicated and things like that. And so what we do is we, depending on where we how we see it, then we can recommend you should get an attorney, and here's a referral, or maybe you can do a partial, help, and so on, or you might be able to even do it yourself. And so we look at all that kind of stuff. We check beneficiaries out. I can tell you stories about beneficiaries, all children equally. All right, so let's see what happens on all children equally. One of your children pass, and that cuts out the spouse, the grandkids on life insurance or any of the other stuff, stuff like that that goes on that I see happening on beneficiary designations. Had a situation one time where a guy got divorced, never changed his beneficiary. His ex-wife was the beneficiary. He passed away, 401k. Well, he said, she was going to try to do the right thing, but there's a problem with that. And there's different rules if you have a beneficiary as a spouse than if you're a non-spouse beneficiary as it relates to taxes. Had another scenario where people have been living together for a long time, and that changes things. You know, you've been with somebody a long time, but you know what? You're not married. It's different. And so all these beneficiary designations matter. And we need to look at that, and we look at different things to make sure things are on track. And so how do we do it? All right. Why is this show matter? Well, if you have an advisor and you're getting some good information, then maybe, if you get too much information, maybe that tells you something. But if you get some good information, hey, hopefully this show will help you. All right. Or you may find out that they're asleep at the wheel. And if that's the case, we'll be happy to help you. Or if you don't have anybody helping you. So how do we go about doing all this stuff? We set up a plan. The first thing is a review. We believe in education and advice. Advice is key to everything, and education is even more important. I love to tell my clients, look, here's what's going to happen. Once we get done with this, you're going to be able to explain it to your friend. All right, your best friend at lunch, you're going to say, let me tell you what I got cooking here. This is what I do. This is what's going on. So we want to make sure you're educated. Advice matters. It's worth it to have advice. We then go to creating a review. That review will look for spots that are not working correctly. We then go on a defense. Our defense has to do with protecting income and assets. It's mostly insurance, where we go out and we shop and make sure that you're actually not one of those that say, is your insurance going to pay? So you know it's going to pay, you know what you got, and when it comes to any type of things like that. Also, insurance involves annuities. That would be lifetime income guarantees, long-term care, all that kind of stuff. We then go to the offense. The offense is getting your money growing for you. That will be retirement plans, college plans, investments, allocations, diversification, money management, all that kind of stuff. We then go out from there and place you in our product marketplace. Product marketplace is basically think of Amazon. You have access to everything. We're a fiduciary. We do those kind of things. From there, we have reviews and updates, and that's how we keep people on track. We implement. I'm an implementer of financial plans. We do that. We've been doing it for many, many years. So if you're sitting there right now and you've got some of these issues, like you got a 401k that's sitting and you haven't looked at it and it's been sitting somewhere, you should look at it. Should let us look at it. We'll be happy to do that. We also work with small businesses. If you're a business owner right now, gosh, you got so many opportunities, you know, with retirement plans now, even small retirement plans. There's tax credits if you don't have a 401k and you'd like to be more competitive in the marketplace and be able to offer, you know, and set up a 401k for your small business. Maybe you have 5 or 10 employees and you think it's not possible. No, you can do that kind of stuff. And so this is our business model. We have been doing it for 40 years and helping people with their money. And if you're listening today, I want to remind you one more time, go to roymatlockjr.com. We've got all types of resources to help you with your money. We also have a referral partner program. So if you're a connected individual and you want to add something that could benefit your clients, we have a referral partner program where you can partner with us and, you know, introduce financial services and maybe even make a career change. What else do we have? We got all kinds of stuff going on. The podcast is there, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. So today's show was, should you get a second opinion on your money? And hopefully this is giving you some maybe kick in the butt to get something going. Procrastination is the number one key to killing your finances. Reach out to RoyMatlockJr.com. I thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.